What's up, guys? Been a while since we did our last podcast. So, I read a lot of stuff on social media, about clones, about shopping online, products, authentic versus clones. I mean, I'll give you the breakdown pretty much of authentic and clones. First of all, mostly clones that I've dealt with and have to deal with manufactured defects as far as the time that they put into a clone. I've seen, for instance, a lot of tube mech mods, Avid Lives. They're a big clone ordeal. The machines that thread them, design them, they don't buff them very well. They work the same way, but you might have burrs in the metal. They just haven't spent the time and the energy on making it a proper device, should I say. You hear clones all the time. I've heard lately about clone juices, and I do know firsthand that people do mimic juices when you order online. They print the labels. They make a mixture similar to what you're used to. You deal with that when you shop online. Unless you deal straight from the manufacturer itself, you don't know that they're the authentic, whatever. But let me tell you something. Speaking of manufacturer, if you deal with Smok alone, straight directly from Smok, for instance, and their products, you're going to pay way higher price than you're going to pay for a distro here in the U.S. because Smok's out of China. For instance, I remember when the Alien kits came out, I think if you went to Smok, they were $150, if I'm not mistaken, for retail price. You can go to a distributor here in America, and you could get them for about $110 retail price. And it was the same thing for the wholesale account for us guys, shop owners, lounge owners, things like that. If you went straight to Smok and you get them wholesale, we would get them for, $85, $90. And then you go to American Distro and you get them for 60 or some, roughly like whatever. So, people talk about clones and buying clones. First off, I don't know anybody that buys directly from Smok. And if you do, you're not making hardly anything off retail. And this goes for Wismic, iJoy, Aspire. I get things cheaper from a distro than I do from the Aspire company. So we're not just talking about Smok. We're talking about all the leading manufacturers. So, you hear, don't buy a clone Breeze. First of all, where do you get a clone Breeze? Where do you get a clone iJoy Capo? Where do you get these clone Smok iPrivs? I think that if everybody was going to get clones, you'd get them dirt cheap and you'd be killing them. You'd be killing them in the price, But I have, I've been in this industry for a while and I have not seen a clone RX 300. Now, not to say I haven't seen a similar item that looks like a Wismec RX 300. But it wasn't called a Wismec RX 300. It didn't have the box. They have similar items, but it's not the Wismec 300. It's not the Smok iPriv. It's not the iJoy Capo. It's not the Vupu Drag. Where do you get a clone Vupu Drag? Where do you get them? I mean, these shop owners and these people that are out there putting this out there, the distros that are putting it out, you explain to me where you get them. I just find it funny that they would say that. Now, juice is another story. Juice can be mimicked very easy. People make it all the time. And they just print a label out, put it on a glass bottle that you can buy. And you could say it's, for instance, example, Cutwoods. You know what I mean? You could say that. It might taste like it. It's got the label. Doesn't mean it's real. But when it comes down to hardware, it's real simple. You know, it's simple for these Chinese companies to make a tube mod similar. But to use the name iJoy or Smok or Wismec or Vupu or, you know, I just, you don't see it. They don't take the time. They don't take the, you know, they don't take that kind of time to make that kind of product. So if you're getting one with an authenticity code, it's authentic. If you're getting one, it's a box properly, and it's at a retail store 99.9% of the time, unless you can show me otherwise, you're getting the real deal. You know, now if you buy online, like I say, you go to eBay, and I'd say even on eBay, things like that, if you go buy a Smok, I keep using Smok iPriv, so we'll use that, or a Wismec 300, or a Wismec Motive, or a Vupu Drag, you're getting a Vupu Drag. You're getting an iPriv. Now, whether it's very good shape, who knows? You know what I mean? Now, if you go on trying to find a mechanical tube mod that just takes a single battery and it's a tube, you're taking your chances. Juices, you're taking your chances. But when it comes to regulated devices, I have yet to know a company that makes clones. Not to say it isn't happening, but I've yet to see one. It's too much time. It's too much money. You know, and all of them, almost generally 90% of products come from China. You know, and that's why we pay the big import tax. That's why we go through, our government's going through what we're going through. So, you know, to get on the clones versus authentic, if you go to a retail store, most generally they're going to tell you they're clones. Most generally they're going to tell you they're authentic. But most generally when you buy a name brand regulated product, it's authentic. You know, it's easy to make coils. And we're talking about hardware, guys. We're not talking about, you know, accessories and juices and stuff, because that's easily cloned. We're talking about things that would take mass production, mass time, that they don't want to put into it to make a clone and authentic. And, you know, because the authentics are going so fast, they wouldn't take the time out to make a clone of, you know, Vupu Drag. I'm not saying it can't be done, and I'm not saying that it hasn't been done. But I'm telling you, you show me where you get them. That's all I want to know. Where do you get these things at? I'd love to know. Let me take a vape, guys, real quick, and we'll get back at it. So it's Wednesday. It's hump day. You know what I mean? Mike. Tell me what day it is. Hump day. That's right. And I got these dogs in here. They're thinking it's play day. but back at it, guys. Back with it, what I'm saying, man. You know, you do take your chances online. You take your chances, you know, on eBay, things like that, man. When you go to buy something, whether it's properly working, whether it's not. But clone versus authentic, you really have that issue when it comes to mechanical tube mods. When it comes to regulated mods, I don't know where you would even get a clone. So, you know, and if you can, if you guys know where you can get them, just enlighten me by, you know, emailing me. You know, let me know. Just to pique my interest, you know what I mean? Show me where to get them. I just heard a lot about it lately. Heard a lot about it going on, and I really want to know where you get those things at. But sometimes I think it's a poise just to get it out there to try to steer you away from this place or that place or steer you back to retail shops. Listen, I'm not going to steer you away from shopping online. But I guarantee you are not going to get the customer service. You are not going to get the friendship. You're not going to get the conversation piece that you get coming to a retail store. Because that's what we do. We make you feel like you want to come there and get it here. You know, and it's not about the money. It's about the peace of mind. It's about the friendship, the family that we make, that we generate. And you can't clone that. Just remember that, guys. That's something you cannot clone. People want to clone it, but they can't clone a VKL. You know what I mean? Vapor King's love. And I just wanted to talk, you know, touch base a little bit about that today. I've seen a little bit on social media about this. But like I said, most of what I see on social media has to be about juice lines. You know, and that's a big issue. I've had customers come into my shop, into my lounge actually to say, hey, this here, I bought this online and look at it, it had stuff floating in it. And they looked at it, it didn't taste the same. I said, well, that's because, you know, when you buy e-juice online, if you do not buy it from the manufacturer or the company that's producing it, then the probability is well that you're getting a clone. So, you know, you take that chance. So they put their bottles down and bought some of the authentic juice from me. You know, you take your chances online, guys, and I'm not steering you away from that. I'm just going to tell you that people already know. That's why they keep returning to the lounge, because they know that's where they get the service. They get the customer service. They get the conversation. They get to relax and sit down and get educated. So, you know, shop online if you will. I have no problem with that. But you always come back to get some education and get some more experience and get some more love from VKL. So I'm okay with it. So, guys, just remember, man, take caution. Be leery when you go online for e-juice and coils, you know, accessories, things like that, because you get what you pay for. And, you know, just because retail shops will sell something a little cheaper doesn't mean it's a clone. It just means they're not trying to put all that big money in their pocket. So, you know, and that's the truth. You know what I mean? So, you know. I love each and every one of you, man. We're going to get back at the podcast. We're going to make sure that we keep this ball rolling. I just wanted to touch base on a little bit of authentic versus clone. And, you know, like I said, once again, guys, if anybody of you guys out there that can actually show me where you get, a clone Vupu drag, let me know. Please, enlighten me. If you can tell me where you get, clone Weismic motive, let me know. A Vupu, you know, a Rota, any Smock Alien, I Joy Capo. Let me know where you get them at. I'm inquisitive. I'm curious. I'd like to know. Because some people think they know that where they're at. So if you are listening and you are the ones that think they know where that kind of stuff is at, please let me know. Just pique my interest, you know. What do they call it? Yeah, please, not antagonize. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. Please let me know. But hey, all you guys from VKL, man, all Vapors Abroad, Vapor Kings and Queens, all you guys, all you listeners, man, please share the podcast. Get it out there. We're going to get on a regular basis with this podcast. And just, you know, tell your friends about it. It's going to be very educational, very fun, very exciting. And also, you know, don't forget to visit the website, www.vaporkingslounge.com. Check out the family there. Become part of the family. And enjoy the experience that we enjoy. And remember, we'll be in Toledo, Ohio, March 30th, 31st, booth 1210. Come see us, man. We're going to have a great time. The Vapor Corner is going to put on a show. We're going to put on a show. That's what VKL does everywhere we go. And with that being said, guys, just remember, you see a homeless man, give him a dollar, two, and five if you got it. Make sure you reach out and tell somebody you love him today, whether it be your brother, your sister, your mother, your cousin. It doesn't matter. The friend you haven't talked to in a long time, make that a goal for today. But not just for today, guys, but each and every day, because we are not promised tomorrow. For me here at my home, my family, all my friends and family at VKL, at the lounge, all our VKL family, we want to say we love you, man. And you guys know what time it is. I'm out.